Would you like to support Radio Labyrinth? It's very simple. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. For as little as $1 a month, you can help me keep money in my pocket, which means I can put gas in my shitty car, drive to the studio, and then edit the podcast. Again, patreon.com/TimAndrews. Thanks.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Look, man, we're co-headlining, okay?
I'm doing an hour, so it's you, then me, and that's it.
Fuck it, I don't give a shit.
You do, whatever time you want.
How does it feel knowing you'll never be as funny as your outfit?
You should open and close your hour with that.
I might.
Why, you're making fun of me? You look like you work for a homeless person. Interning on Skid Row?
I'm sorry,
What cargo are you carrying in cargo pants?
I don't have a stylist.
Are you carrying nostalgia for the 90s?
I put out cinnamon.
Where?
The meeting table.
On whose instruction?
Cinnamon's good with peaches.
Do not put unauthorized cinnamon on the goddamn meeting table. It's all the fuck we need.
It's available as a choice.
Which is not your province to offer, Jewel.
Well, if food's not my province, then you can make your own fucking breakfast.
I had best not come out of this goddamn kitchen and find goddamn cinnamon on the fucking meeting table.
There are two kinds of stories we tell our children.
He's gonna wake up, right?
Stories about empathy.
Maybe he's hidden his real memories behind fake ones.
And fear. This story is about fear and what happened next.
Legion, all new next Wednesday at 10 on FX and FX Now.
Well, anyways, it's a late shift.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
I must be out. Before I pick up the phone,
where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 10 of Radio Labyrinth. It's season 2, episode 10, season 2, episode 10. Looking at Stephanie.
Season 2.
Episode 10.
10.
Yay.
I'm Tim Andrews. That's Stephanie Swain.
What up?
That's Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
Howdy. Hey, you know what I would like to do to kick off this episode of Radio Labyrinth?
Stuff and things.
No, the first thing I'd like to do is thank our guest last week, Casper Kelly.
Yeah, Casper Kelly.
Chris Cooper.
Yeah, that was a good episode, man.
It was fun, yeah.
Anytime anybody would like to come on the show that wants to talk about working for Adult Swim or a television thing that they do, you know, just reach out to Jeff. He's the guest booker.
There's no green room, though.
We don't have a green room.
I'm still working on W. Earl Brown.
You'd like to come in?
If he has a Monday off, I told him. He's welcome.
What's he in town doing?
Filming that new show.
Is he going to be talking like Dan?
I don't know. He's supposed to be from Kentucky, so possibly.
French and beans.
What are you, offering him like an HJ or something to come on here? What are you doing?
I would totally give him. I'd give him a BJ.
This is not going to bring him on the show if he thinks that Jeff's going to be fanboying and then wanting to offer him sexual favors.
You don't know. You don't know what he's into.
W. Earl Brown, if you're not familiar with, is Dan from
Deadwood,
but he's also the...
Eggs and beans.
Yeah, that guy from Something About Mary. What's that character's name? Do you remember?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, her brother. Oh, God bless it.
Franks and Beans.
Yeah.
He also played Meatloaf in the Bat Out of Hell TV documentary, remember?
Yep.
We were watching the World Series one. When was that? 99?
Yeah, man.
Yankees Braves, because they cut to him and Joe Buck says, when this game's over, that guy's getting out of here like a bat out of hell.
Warren? That was the brother's name. That was his name in Something About Mary. Warren.
That's right.
Took me all of a sudden. And he was in the first season of American Crime. He was really good on that.
He's a good actor.
He is. And he was great.
The Arseface's dad on Preacher.
Yeah, duh. Yeah.
He's in the first episode of Bates Motel.
He was on Justified, too.
He was. I don't remember him on that.
He was an
inmate at a prison, and he took a captive. On his first, I think it was first season of Justified. Yeah.
So what do you mean though? You're talking to him. He's in town shooting a.
He's in town.
Yeah.
As of March 1st.
Yeah.
And they had. I saw he posted that they had a table read.
Yeah.
It's him and what's her name, Reba McEntire.
Yeah,
plays his wife, I think.
Reba McEntire plays W. Earl Brown's wife.
Ah, okay.
You sure it's Reba McEntire?
I think so.
She's like got to be 20 years older than him. Maybe not. I don't know.
And you said he's from Kentucky, right?
The on the show.
Oh, not in real life.
I don't know where he's from in real life.
You don't know
Texas,
anything about W. Earl Brown. Gonna be a horrible interview. So, like, you're on a show with Reba McEntire.
Remember when you were on Deadwood?
I was gonna say, you know, you guys are from Pennsylvania. We could lure him, maybe in West Virginia. We could lure him like we're all from coal country.
But we're not. We're not from the good coal. We're from the strip mining part.
Oh right.
We're the soft coal people up there in the hills.
Well, you need the soft coal too.
You do. Is that bituminous? But there's anthracite coal and bituminous coal.
I'm not a geologist.
One of them
really,
is soft coal. Well, we had to learn this because Pennsylvania.
What's her name? It's not. That's not. Who is that?
You still Reba McEntire.
It looks. I think that's what her name is.
You keep thinking.
She was on that show, right, Reba?
Yeah, but she seems to be like to me older.
She always looks like she says Chase.
Got a little music.
Chase.
Got a music interlude here. You guys heard this yet? You know who this is singing, right?
No.
How can you not know who this is singing?
Elvis?
No. He's not here tonight.
Oh, Ira?
Yeah.
Is this that?
Oh, this is for his kids'
yeah.
album?
This is a great song. It's called Mac and Cheese. I fucking love it. Mac and Cheese! I don't want to get in trouble, so we're going to talk over it, but it's from his album, and we'll talk more about it later. It's King Cake and the Boogie Woogies.
Oh, when is he going to come on and promote his album?
I asked
album?
Him to come on tonight. He couldn't come on, but he'll come on. You know, he'll come back. But I love this. I've listened to like 5 of the songs already.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. This is my favorite, Mac and Cheese.
Mac and Cheese. Yay, Ira.
But it's good songs, good music. I think it was produced by John Mark Lindell, as in he mixed it, made it sound good. It sounds great.
It does sound great. It sounds like, I mean, it sounds like kids would love this.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely. So congratulations, Ira. More
Yay,
on that
Ira.
Later. Yeah, you can, if you want to, you know, pause this podcast.
Don't pause.
But you can. You can go to www.kingcakekids.com. Now, a king cake kid puts me in the mind of one of those little babies that's in a king
Mardi
cake.
Mardi Gras.
So hopefully these aren't just like fetuses on the cover of the album. No, it's just a cartoon drawing of somebody that looks like Ira with a crown on wearing a cape. So King Cake. He's King Cake. What is it you always say whenever we're talking about Ira playing music?
What, fucking Ira?
No, the lady, the little girl.
Oh, are you in a band, Mr. Mason?
Yeah, he is. But more on King Cake and the Boogie Woogies with Ira.
They might be Iris.
They might be Iris. That's a good name.
He made good.
He made good. No wonder he left the podcast. He's dropping an album. He wouldn't tell us. Now he's going to go on to be a star, and he's going to be like, fuck those guys.
That was the plan all along. He uses
the thing.
As a platform.
Then I got to work on my Iris. You put the thing in the thing.
Yeah. Look at us.
Who died?
These punk bitches.
Who died? Yeah, we are punk bitches. So where do you guys want to go? I mean, I guess you're going to do news to us, but
it's totally up to you.
Totally
man.
Up to
whatever you want me to do.
All right. So go ahead. We have the best fucking segues, man.
Well, did you see Logan yet?
No, did you?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
That was pretty good. Not a big X-Men fan to begin with, but
yeah.
I was going to go yesterday.
Out of all the X-Men movies, the character I like the most, well, there's two. It's Logan, Wolverine, and Professor X, played by Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah, he's in
Patrick
that.
Stewart, yeah. So,
well, that does lead me into a news story, though.
Okay, but what did you see it?
I didn't see it. I was going to go. I even had tickets and everything. I had them on Fandango, and I got up.
Fandango,
shut up. And so, but I got up yesterday, and it was so nice
Diet
outside.
Fago?
Hey, pendejo.
Fuck you guys.
Diet Fago. I like the blue Fago.
I can't pronounce words.
Okay.
But I got up yesterday and it was so nice outside.
You're a juggalo.
I just didn't feel like sitting in the theater, so I just
returned. All right.
Returned
What'd you do
them.
Instead?
Went to the park with my dogs.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I went on Saturday.
Yeah? So you actually went and you didn't download an illegal torrent and watch it in your
I would
bedroom.
Never, ever, ever do that.
Good, because that's against the law. We
that
don't.
Is, against the law in these United States, sir.
All right. So you actually went to the theater. Did you have popcorn?
Yes.
What kind of popcorn did you get?
Regular popcorn.
Did you put butter on it?
Yes.
Did you put butter in the middle? Did you pause and say, hey, can you put butter in the middle before
no,
you fill it up?
No, just put butter on top.
They don't like doing that.
I'm kind of scared. You know, a chick that I work with, she said that back when she was in high school, guy that she dated,
yeah,
he was a real kind of a sick ass, and he used to clean the popcorn machine with a toilet brush.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, ever since then.
I think that kind of stuff is best left not thought about because everybody did crap like that. Does crap. I did stuff like that. I did worse things than that in food service.
Mm.
Terrible, terrible things.
I don't want to hear about it.
I think I've brought them up on this and other shows before.
But I always, I
never put a scab on a burger again. I only did that once.
Again.
No, it was a big scab on my knee.
Nobody wants to hear about this.
Why?
Ooh.
I'm not going to say where I was, where I worked. It'd be terrible to do that. But it was a national hamburger chain.
Absolutely. Oh, come on.
I was going to go there on my way.
Was it Scab Ruckers?
It was Scab Ruckers. Fud fuckers.
Mm-mm.
Fud scabbers.
Mm. No, I was too old to do stuff like that when I worked at Fuddruckers. It was a different hamburger chain. But it wasn't McDonald's, I can tell you that.
I didn't think you would do that to your McDonald's.
You want some scabs on your burger? I got scabs. Believe me, I got scabs.
Did you put it like in the whole little assembly line?
I covered it with cheese. Eat my scab, fuckface.
Oh, God. Who hurt you that day?
I don't know.
What happened?
It's a post-traumatic stress disorder from childhood. Eat my scab. You know, and I got sunburned once, and I had real bad flaky
nobody
skin.
Wants to hear this story,
and I put it in a Caesar salad.
No!
Why, it looked like Parmesan cheese.
Damn.
Light, thinly shaved.
I'm surprised someone hasn't beaten you to death in an alley
How would
somewhere.
They know?
I don't know.
I mean, dead skin loses its flavor when it's mixed in with other things, like onions.
No, just your karma is so horrid.
Why? I have good karma.
No, your food karma is bad.
I have a tone for that.
You have eaten so much cum, probably, and you don't even know it because
of what
you've
eaten. I've eaten a lot of cum, and I know it.
You sicko. Well, yeah. Can we get back to normal shit and just the fact that Jeff went to see Logan, so they showed the Deadpool trailer.
That looks great.
I saw that online beforehand. Though.
Well,
the trailer's
we all
funny,
did.
Though.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was great.
Yet again, why Marvel cannot be touched by DC and their crap.
And there was no end thing after the credits. What gives on that?
What do you mean?
Usually there's some kind of thing at the end of a Marvel movie.
Well, because it's the end of the series. It's the end of the... It's the end of the thing. The end of the thing. No, we can talk about... By the way, we'll talk about Legion later.
Dudes came in and he was like, there's nothing after the credits. I'm like, what? He goes, sorry, man, nothing after the credits.
So then you had to zip up your pants.
I didn't even get a chance to finish.
God damn it.
I thought that was great. I loved him just laying on the dead body eating the ice cream. Mm-hmm. And then on the... Scrawled on the wall says, dude's coming. So I guess they're alluding to the fact that they're about to announce who they're casting as Cable or whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah, Cable. It's going to be the guy from Stranger Things, right?
Is it?
I don't know. You sent something out about that.
Well, that's what the rumor is. He's somebody who's testing for it. I don't know if it's going to be him or not.
He's good at giving
David Harbour
soliloquies. Does Cable do a lot of soliloquies about politics?
That wasn't about politics.
Or about the arts.
It could be.
The arts.
Well, I think it's it kind of dips off into the fact that that guy, David Hayter, how he was recently talking about, you know, Logan, X-Men and all that stuff, that back in the day when they first started the franchise, how they had some different casting choices back then. And it could have been totally different because one thing, Viggo Mortensen was in the running to play Wolverine.
He was.
Yeah.
Now, that would have been good casting.
It would have been. But could you imagine, like, if he would have been playing that and Lord of the Rings, it would have been going on simultaneously.
Yeah, once you commit to Lord of the Rings, you kind of had to stick with that. But I think that Hugh Jackman really captured Wolverine.
Yeah.
And, you know, from the early days on into now.
Yeah, Viggo wouldn't have slighted it.
No, he wouldn't have slighted it, but definitely you have the right guy with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I agree. But and in the case of Storm, they had some weirdo, like Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey came in and read for it.
Oh, thank God that didn't happen. Holly Berry was good.
But no, because fuck Holly Berry, because who they really wanted and they couldn't afford and she would have crushed it was Angie Bassett.
Really?
That's who they wanted.
She was a little too old, though, and well-known by
then. Early 2000?
Not too old. Like, I mean, she's still attractive as shit. I'm not judging it by that. But they were younger, so I think Holly Berry was the right choice for that.
You think so? But her acting in that movie, because she just didn't
give
a shit.
She can't help the script. The script sucks.
The script sucks.
Most of those X-Men movies are terrible, unless you're totally into the X-Men. Now, the new ones with the updated cast or the newer
not
people.
Not the last one, though.
What one?
The Olivia Munn one.
I didn't see that one. I must have seen it.
It was really bad.
Not very good.
No. Terrible. But I
love Olivia Munn, and I still can't abide by that movie.
It was really bad.
Yeah, they're mostly bad. Mostly bad. Not as bad as Fantastic Four movies are.
Oh, God.
All of them are terrible. Except for the Roger Corman one with the...
Yeah, that's the best one.
The one that never got released.
But the worst possible choice could have been Professor X. They had Michael Jackson... actually read for the role of Professor X.
I want to look inside the heads of all the children.
You wonder why I started this school. It's because I really want to get close to the children.
You children, you're a mutant. You went through puberty too early. Come to my school. I teach you dance moves, how to turn yourself into a living being made of fire.
Could you freeze that door over there so nobody can come in while we're busy?
I really liked it when Colossus was a little boy and he turned into a piece of metal. He could go all night.
That's ignorant.
Well, I don't want to rip off South Park. That's ignorant.
Come with me into the tree.
That would have been terrible.
That would have been, I can't even imagine. Can you imagine him rolling around in that wheelchair?
His nose falling off during the... I didn't know Professor X was in the Jackson 5.
I mean, and just the fact that I guess they just let him read for it because he's Michael Jackson.
Oh, I'm Michael. I could be anybody. I want to be Superman.
Can you see the casting people sitting in there and here's Michael Jackson and then Patrick Stewart comes in after that and they're like, I just don't know.
Beat it. Oh, no, it's so easy.
Hey, Mystique, could you turn into Macaulay Culkin?
Ooh, you know who I miss? I really miss Corey Haim. Do you think you could be Corey Haim? I have a lock of hair of his in my wallet. It was terrible what happened to Corey Haim. I wrote a song about it.
What's Elijah Wood got to do with all that?
Elijah Wood? Well, his name gets brought up a lot whenever people leak or they talk about it on Reddit. Or Elijah Wood says Hollywood's a blah, blah, blah. He just commented on certain things about Hollywood.
Right, but he doesn't really know anything.
No, he wasn't even alluding to anything. He was just saying that he was, and people have made it into it. If you're not familiar with what they're talking about, Elijah Wood claimed that Hollywood is a wonderland for pedophiles.
It probably is.
I'm sure it is. Oh, I'm not positive.
I'm sure every kind of file there is.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's internet rumors about Dan Schneider, which are completely unfounded, and I can't imagine that they're true. But
you know, Danny Thomas used to like to...
Danny Thomas?
Isn't that who Gilbert always talks about?
No, he was... what are you talking about?
When Gilbert, as I was...
He talks about Danny Thomas a lot, but he also...
Being under the glass table and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Glass bottom boat?
Yeah. Then Cesar Romero liked to throw lemon wedges at young men's asses.
He brings that up. Why? To make them pucker?
I don't know. You got to listen to Gilbert's Amazing Colossal Podcast.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I would do it, but it would hurt my voice. So what were we talking about?
Oh, we were just kind of rolling through shit. All right. So we were talking about like...
Deadpool, the 2 teaser was good.
Yeah, that was good. We were talking about like... Jeff brought this up, I think, about how Netflix, which is really fucking cool, Netflix is releasing a stand-up comedy special each week for the rest of the entire year.
Yeah, I saw Amy Schumer on Good Morning America promoting her, so I guess that kicks off this week.
I believe so, yes. But one of the coolest things, which I know we're all going to be jacked about at the end of this month, Dave Chappelle is two on the same day. On March 21st, he's dropping 2 one-hour specials on Netflix.
Holy shit.
One's called Deep in the Heart of Texas, and the other one's called The Age of Spen.
And you know with him that it's different material.
Yeah, I hope it's all different material.
Yeah, well, that's how he does it. You know, that was listening to some podcast recently. They were talking about Dave Chappelle, and how when he goes to a comedy club, he gets there, and he could do 2 hours and you're fucked, or you could do 1 hour. And, you know, he could just, he's just there. And I don't know. Was that a TV show I watched recently?
Or? I don't know.
I don't know.
Was it?
I don't remember.
No, I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just, he's brilliant. He's brilliant. Mm-hmm. And I love to see him. He's like, he's back on his game totally.
Yeah, I think he has been since he came back from his trip. So, I mean, he just likes to do stand up and live on his farm.
I mean, he's doing great at it. And just, and
I know what it is. I was listening to Joe Rogan and someone else talk about stand up comedy, and they were talking about him. But I just started getting into the Joe Rogan podcast, realizing how great it is. He's he's very good at interviewer, and he's real intense. You know, the one he did with Alex Jones, it was the first time I'd ever watched or listened to the entire episode. Apple pulled it down.
Oh, why?
Off of iTunes, because they were talking about Pizzagate and conspiracies and stuff.
Oh, because it's too controversial.
I don't know if it's too controversial. It's just Alex Jones making those allegations, but they took it down. They took it down.
Hmm.
So,
isn't that where Trump gets all his news from?
Probably. No, no, I don't know. He gets it from InfoWars, not from Joe Rogan. It was Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, okay.
So, but I've been just watching tons of clips of it on YouTube. It's entertaining.
I don't watch Star Trek, Dave.
Well,
what other news do we have?
Well, I wasn't done with that. I was just going to say how awesome it is that, you know, Netflix has kind of taken the crown from HBO and Comedy Central. Like last year, HBO, they only produced 3 specials.
They stopped doing that a while ago,
versus Netflix, 25.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they really are doing, I mean, you know, for comedy geeks or whatever, Netflix is.
For a minute there, the comedians, Louis C.K., Dave Attell, Todd Barry. Well, no, they were doing that, but they were also recording their own stuff and then putting it out, and you could download it and own it. So I think this is better for them. They make a lot of money and don't have to do all that work.
Well, yeah, and it's better for the viewers, too, because, you know, a lot of people aren't
Netflix has the money for it, man.
Yeah.
Yep, Netflix has a shit ton of money. Now, I wonder if they will still do what they used to do, is do the special first and then release the comedy album on iTunes. I don't know if that's still a thing, if people still do that.
I'm not really sure.
I don't know.
But, the other thing I was going to talk about, which I know other people have discussed, I don't know what you guys would think about that drive-in theater in Alabama that ain't going to show that goddamn Beauty in the Beast with that gay character in it.
All right, we were talking about this on the Von Hessler Doctrine this morning. What, I want you to explain this to me. What is this going on with Beauty and the Beast? Which, by the way, I have absolutely no interest in, because I'm not really a big fan of the musical, the cartoon, which
you're a big fan of Hermione.
Well, I used to be when she was hot.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
No, 2 years ago.
Radio math.
Come on.
No, 2 years ago, she was, what, 24 or something?
Oh, so now she's not hot?
I think she's an attractive young lady. What I want to know is why there's such controversy.
Disney's never had a gay character. Well, I
sure
mean,
they have.
But they've never said, he's gay. Yeah, uh-huh. He's openly gay.
And how do they, I mean, he's not, is he a main character in the story?
Well, kind of, sort of. He's Gaston's sidekick.
What is he? Is he a cup?
No, he's a person.
So he's Gaston, but he's in the movie, he's a person. He's not like a broomstick or something.
No, he's a person.
All right.
No, he's not a gay candlestick.
So who's he gay for?
He's kind of gay for Gaston.
Who's Gaston?
Gaston's
the main bad guy.
Yeah, he's
the main bad guy. But who's the other gay guy?
No, there's no other gay guy.
So why are they saying that Gaston is gay?
Because
no, Gaston's not gay. Josh Gad's character.
Gaston's
henchman.
Josh Gad plays Le Feu.
So Le Feu is
Gaston's sidekick.
Yeah, but he's Le Feu for Gaston.
Yes, yes.
Why is this so fucking important that we have to have a news story about it? And
because
why would
he flirts with Gaston in several scenes and is later shown dancing with another male character during the film's finale.
We thought we couldn't have no queers in movies in our theaters. We have a drive-in that's specific to children. We only show Disney.
We show Deliverance 24 hours.
That's only on Saturday nights at midnight. We show Deliverance for the anal sex improv class.
Well, they said, when companies continually force their views on us, we need to take a stand.
I don't like my views being forced upon me.
That's exactly right.
But I do like to listen to Creepy Little Spider by King Cake and the Boogie Woogie. yeah, that 50 swing. Creepy Little Spider. King Cake of the Boogie Woogie is coming at you live right here on Radio Labyrinth. Maybe next week we'll get lead singer and founder Ira on the show.
Creepy Little Spider, you know you're not so mean.
This is so great. Isn't this great?
I love
it's like
it.
Fucking 50s music. And that's Ira, right?
Yeah. It is him, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That thing in the thing. That's Ira.
I can just see him right here in his little hat.
Yeah.
And he's a little spider. And he's just kind of dancing around on the counter. Doing a little soft shoe.
All right. God, I can't get enough of this. I'm going to get this for my nieces. If you have kids, and or not, and you like kids' music, go to kingcakekids.com. And all the songs are there for you to preview.
This right can be here. Huge.
It is. I want to promote the shit out of this. And I do want him to come on the show, maybe even bring John with him, so we can talk about mixing the record and all they went through and what they're doing with it. I mean, there's an about section on here. You could read it if you want. But
I love it.
Real quick, and I interrupted you, but it's King Cake Songs tribute artists such as Chuck Berry, Little Richard, B.B. King, John Lee Hooker, Louis Jordan, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Rufus Thomas, Louis Prima. Louis Prima and others. Some of the songs are in the recording parody classic songs from these artists. All licensing permissions have been secured, according to Ira.
Malcolm Cookies.
Malcolm Cookies? I like that.
They should have called it.
Malcolm Cookies.
King Cake and the Boogie Woogies. All right, that's our good buddy Ira. Hey, what else you got, Steph?
Oh, well, as we all know, this is probably how Jeff's going to go out. This man.
Fake news.
Well, let her do the headline first.
Death by Jom.
Uh-huh.
As we all know, Jeff loves his jack-off material.
Right.
You don't have to spell it out.
Poor Japanese man was crushed under 6 tons of his porn magazines, and they didn't find him for about 5 months.
So they found a rotting corpse underneath pornography.
Yeah, I guess he was trying to pluck one specific magazine out of his collection, and they just all kind of crashed down on him.
Okay.
And he was crushed underneath them.
Well, I'll say, Jeff, you dispute this story.
It really spoke to him. Jeff's the one who sent me the story. So
I thought that was going to happen to him in our old apartment.
Just because I would lay under piles of my porn doesn't mean that I was being crushed.
Yeah.
Or you used him as a blanket? Yeah.
It gets chilly in there.
Stephanie, have you ever watched that video that they did on the Regular Guy show when Seabass and Steve came to the house, came to our apartment and videotaped it?
I think maybe, yes, I did watch that, yeah.
Yeah, pretty creepy. We never took any. Jeff was so worried about his room, but the whole apartment looked worse than his room. Especially when Steve stuck his finger in the chair in the living room and pulled out like a giant wad of cat hair.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. I was just thinking, man, I would love to cook there.
Oh, God. No, you wouldn't. We never cooked there, did we? No.
No.
Come on, get out of town.
So the real story is the guy died on top of his porn magazine.
Oh, and then he just kind of melded through them.
Yeah. Ew. So, like, as he decomposed, he melted into the porn?
Yeah.
Oh, so he became one with it.
The man was clearly a hoarder of porn magazines, and he died of a heart attack amongst his hoard of porn. But he wasn't crushed by it.
Oh, so do you think maybe he was kind of hunching the porn, maybe? That's when he had the heart attack? I don't know. You sent me this damn story to begin with.
This is my hentai. This is my hentai. I will die under my hentai.
What else?
On this one, I saw this Saturday, and I knew you were going to be livid.
Okay.
Brawny paper towel decided, for Women's History Month, they decided to support the Strength Has No Gender hashtag and put a woman on the cover of their paper towel, but have her also in the plaid shirt. Because women are strong also.
So there's a lot of women lumberjacks cutting down trees to make paper towels.
They're also brawny. Yes.
Okay. Who wants a brawny chick?
I don't know. But I also don't feel like it's really evocative of like the brawn of a woman. Like you can't really compare the physical, you know, strength between a man and a woman. A man is always going to be physically stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it would have made more sense for them to just put like a woman's crotch on the front, like shooting out like a baby lumberjack, because a man couldn't do that, and it does take strength.
Didn't Saturday Night Live do a fake commercial for like a brawny type of thing, except they were tampons made out of tree pulp?
Well, I mean, but they could say, I mean, you may not be able to split wood, but they can't split their crotch.
Oh. Hatchet wound. Yeah, that lumberjack got a hatchet wound, don't she? She got a hatchet wound.
I don't really care. It's fucking paper towels. But
what if they cast Melissa McCarthy as the brownie? As her character from Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Would you be into it then?
Yeah, probably.
Well, I don't see the.
Yeah, it's pandering. It's pandering.
I mean, they're going to have, now it's going to be, you know, instead of Uncle Ben's, it'll be Aunt Bernice's. I mean, why does everything have to be a gender? Why does it have to be a gender flop? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, Ben went through life as a male, but always inside, he felt like a woman. And back in the day, it was difficult for commercial mascots to openly admit that they were, you know, had gender dysphoria. So what happened is Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben went through sexual reassignment surgery at the Mayo Clinic, and he is now Aunt Bernice. So Aunt Bernice Rice. That's the name you said, right, Bernice?
Yeah, Aunt Bernice. All right.
So, you know, we have to support that.
And I do.
We can't. We don't discriminate in this world, and we tolerate things.
And I will, I guess. Uh-huh. But I prefer.
She's still bald, though, with just white hair on the sides.
Yeah, she opted for that.
She still looks like Sam Jackson in Django.
Yeah. Oh, God, what a great character that was. And she talks like that, too. It was odd. It's off-putting. All right. What else? Anything else? I don't see anything else in your news.
No, that was kind of it. You know, we're kind of like, you know.
You know, I watched. Did anybody watch? Spoiler alert: The Walking Dead.
Oh yeah.
This is such a boring episode.
God, yes.
I so fast forwarded boring. Through a lot of it. You know.
Yes.
What I mean?
You missed all the six Fs.
All the what?
The six Fs.
Six Fs.
Yeah, Rick and Michelle.
Oh, they fucked a lot. Yeah, I mean,
they were doing the six Fs. They were finding fucking. Falling and fighting for freedom.
It was pretty cool when they went ape shit in the amusement park.
Zombieland?
Yeah, Zombieland.
It was, but if we hearken back, because we didn't talk about the episode the week before, which was a far superior episode.
Yes,
that
it was.
Was a great episode.
Uh-huh.
So funny.
Yep.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. Do you guys think Eugene is just playing this coward thing to the bone? I mean, like, he's not really that chick. I mean, he's just using his brain because he knows Negan's going to kill him. He would kill him if he...
But you got to think that Jeff might know more about this, but it's the comic book. I mean, the comic book character, Eugene's in the comic book, right?
Right.
Is this real, or is he just doing this for survival?
Right. Well, I think he sees an opportunity to use that character that he created to get some status inside Negan's.
Because he doesn't have status at Alexandria. So you think he's buying into it?
I don't think he's really buying into it.
He's just doing what he can to survive and get close to Negan.
That's my question. Yeah. And when he gets the chance, will he usurp him?
I like that he didn't do the
pump the brakes, Red.
Yeah, pump the brakes, Red. Yeah, they didn't give the poison to those girls.
And that was smart of him because, one, he doesn't know if that's Negan setting him up.
Right.
Two, these dumb bitches might fuck it up, and then he won't get killed, and then he's going to get his ass beat to death with a bat. So, I mean, it was very smart of him not to help him. I wouldn't have done it either.
I got this jar of pickles.
But I can't wait to see these damn smelting zombies when they're all done with that shit.
So was that all about?
Where they're going to chrome them up, and they're all going to be like...
Oh, yeah.
So they don't, you know, dissolve into mush. That's going to be cool as hell.
Like
looking.
That guy Rick had to pull, the army guy Rick had to pull out of the windshield. Yeah. That was gross.
Yeah, that was pretty gross. But, I mean, I enjoyed that part of it. But, God, can we just say, as boring as that episode was, what was even worse... And I saw lots of people on the net bitching about it. That CGI deer was fucking horrible.
Terrible.
I was watching it going, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was kind of like back in the day whenever you would see them put an animation into a real, you know, before they had the technology or something.
Right.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
I can't believe that they would do that with as advanced as they are. And the fact that anybody would think for even 4 seconds that was not the deer that they were eating, and it was Rick. Please, come on. But have you guys ever eaten a meal ready to eat?
An MRE, no. Have you?
Yes, I have.
Where'd you get it?
A friend of mine was in the Marines.
Okay.
And he brought one home for us to try, just so that we would know how disgusting they were. And he brought us home the best one.
Was it shit on a shingle?
It was beef stroganoff.
Uh-huh.
It was disgusting. And the brownie, which he said that they would trade cigarettes, they would trade, you know, just like prison basically for this brownie because it was like the best dessert and it was horrible.
Really?
Absolutely disgusting. And all I kept thinking about was, chili macaroni, MRE,
uh-huh.
then they're banging. And then Rick gets up, and I'm just thinking, this is going to be some MRE diarrhea sex. The nastiest, the absolute nastiest. I can't even imagine.
Oh, gross.
How gross this. Because as soon as he sat up, I thought, oh, he's got diarrhea. You know he does.
I gotta go shit in the corner.
Keep talking.
But I don't know about you guys, but I feel like they could eat Rosita anytime.
You tired of her?
Eat her. Eat her. Looks like they're definitely going to be eating Sasha soon.
I'd eat Rosita.
Yeah, well.
I'd like to see Tara eating Rosita.
Oh, get out of here. Tara. Tara's married and has a baby.
So.
But Sasha's probably going to get chomped next time.
You think?
Yeah. Looks like they're setting her up. Because, you know, look, Rosita's going to get her killed. Because right. they're going after Negan.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. They're
When's
done.
This war going to start?
And these trash people.
I don't like the garbage people, and I don't like the weirdo with the fucking multi-pass. Hombre.
The multi-pass, yes, multi-pass. Yeah. And then how come all of a sudden they forgot how to talk? I mean.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Stupid. What if she's like a Revlon model who just happened to wander in, and now she's taking over everything?
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, the world's only been over for, like, a couple of years.
Yeah.
And they act like they've been in this place for like 60 years.
In the long, long ago.
Yeah.
In the long, long ago.
Like it's beyond Thunderdome or
yeah,
some
no
shit.
Yeah, no shit.
No.
No.
Well, that's the fucking Walking Dead for you.
That
you
is
know.
The Walking Dead.
Your highs and your lows.
Yeah. That's oh, look, we found all these zombie U.S. soldiers with guns just when we needed them.
Yes.
We just stumbled upon it.
But let's just bang, 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 and then.
Why don't we stay here? And fuck a while.
Let me lick all the stank off your belly, Michonne.
Fuck Carl.
And the baby.
Fuck
Screw
the baby.
Fuckers.
That baby's getting a lot of secrets.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Did you guys watch Legion? Who's caught up on Legion? Are we done talking about The Walking Dead?
I mean, yeah.
Did we miss anything?
No.
I think we're good.
Okay. What about Legion?
I'm into Legion now.
Okay.
I was a naysayer. Now I'm into it.
Was it just,
I just
what
had,
was it?
I had too many people pushing me. Too many people saying it was great. Too
I
many
that
people.
Flight of the Conchords concert that he went to.
Well, of course, this last episode was the best one so far.
That's weird as fuck. I love it. I love the special effects. I love the astral plane that he created.
Yeah, that was very cool. And this whole episode was directed by that, I think her name's Lisa Reichnuck or something. She was the one who directed that episode of Better Call Saul last year. That was the whole first 4 minutes where they were tracking that drug runner through the desert, and then Mike sat up out in the, you know, waiting for him to be the sniper or whatever. Right. So, I mean, so she obviously has a pretty good deft hand at doing these kind of episodes.
Don't know.
Because you don't watch Better Call Saul.
Okay, right, I don't watch.
But anyway.
What? You don't watch Better Call Saul?
You know I don't watch Better Call Saul.
But anyway, it was great. I'm just wondering, okay, so, I mean, I have a million questions, and I know, like, a lot of the radios, they'll be tweeting shit. Like, they don't know. Everybody's into it, but we're all like, what the fuck's going on?
All right, first,
I have no idea what's going
first
on.
First of all, Legion is an X-Men character that's been around since the mid-80s. But
he's Doctor...
Well, in the original, he was Dr. Xavier's son. Long lost son.
But Noah Hawley's told everybody not to read any of the source material.
No, because it's all being disregarded. In fact, this universe that they're creating for Legion's character and those other people is completely divorced from the Marvel universe. There's no X-Men so far. And there aren't going to be people from, you're not going to see Wolverine show up or any of those people. It may happen, but it's completely separate from the Marvel universe and in their canon. So they took this character and he's been through several different incarnations. He actually created the Infinity War, I believe. I mean, it's in the comic book.
Oh, okay.
So in the comic book, you have a million different things, you know, which is hyperbole, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So the show is just focusing on him and his multiple personalities, which is one of his powers. He has thousands and thousands of personalities because one of his powers is absorbing your personality and your power. And anything that you can do, he can also do. But he's just learning all that because all these years he thought he was schizophrenic.
Oh, right. Because that's when all the voices are talking
right.
to him or whatever.
And he can't shut him up.
And the chick, she's the one who teaches him how mm-hmm. to shut him down or whatever.
And I think the writing of the show is very clever. I think the acting is very well done. I think Jean Smart is fantastic. I love Jean Smart.
Great. Yeah,
she's good
great.
In anything.
Yeah, she's really good.
She was good on 24.
But so why? One of the questions, why do you think he is hiding his real memories? Because by the end of this episode, they pretty much said he's definitely hiding his real memories with these fake ones.
I would assume that's because he's done things as other people that he doesn't want other people to find out. And also, they do the crane story as an allegory for him. You remember how last week she's talking to Gene Smart's talking to the coffee maker, which is Jermaine Clement. And he's talking about the crane story. You know how the couple finds the hurt crane, and it turns into a girl who can weave wool.
Yeah.
And then they look at her and watch her doing it, and she flies away. Basically, don't look at me. I'll do whatever you need me to do. Just don't try to find out how I'm doing it. So, I mean, there's just a weird tale, you know, tie in that way.
So why was Jermaine ever in that deep sea diver suit when he was frozen?
That's when he went outside of the snowflake or whatever it is that he lives in. He had to be in that suit.
He did?
Yeah, when he went down that round ladder.
Yeah.
That's when he had the suit on.
Right.
But when he was inside, he doesn't need the suit.
Right. But I would assume that his body is, he's dead and his body's being preserved. He's, you know, he was married to Gene Smart. He started that place. So he his body's in there, and he exists on that astral plane.
Right.
His consciousness exists on that astral plane.
Okay, so also where...
Now, I don't know if he's in prison there or what. I have no clue.
So you don't know... So he is dead, or he's... I thought he was alive.
His body is dead, but his consciousness is alive. Which is... They're freezing him, because I am assuming that she wants to get him back. I don't know.
So the same... But our guy, our lead guy...
Yeah. He's back.
He's alive.
Right. Well, at the end of the show, you see him come back.
But I mean, like, when he was laying there.
Yeah, he's alive.
He was alive.
Right.
Okay, that was mine.
Just created the astral plane so he could avoid them and everything else.
Well, what about the Native American chick? Okay, so whenever she climbs out of the older dude that was from the Don't Worry, Be Happy video.
Mm-hmm. That Peter Scolari looking dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, so whenever she climbs out of him and then she got shot, and then, you know, he's doing the whole thing, you know, everything
with
that she's
symbiotic.
Doing. Right. So if she gets shot or she gets hurt, dies, whatever, is he going to die?
I would assume that would be the case, but she got shot in the right chest, so it didn't hit her heart. So I don't think she's going to die.
Okay. But he'll be hurt too, though.
Yeah, well, you saw him collapse.
Right. But I didn't know if it was just like out of empathy or...
I don't know if it was an empathetic response or sympathetic response or an actual physical response. I don't know.
I don't know.
I just love the show.
I do too.
Fantastic.
But I do have like every time I'm watching it, I'll be like, ah, and then the angriest boy in the world thing. That little thing is creepy as
shit. It is.
And why does he keep seeing Mr. Creosote everywhere?
Now, who's Mr. Creosote?
Bring me the light.
Oh, that's right.
Bucket with the eggs on top. Don't skip on the pate.
Better. How is Monsieur this week? Better get me a bucket so I can throw up into it.
Or is that monster thingy?
No, it's from Monty Python. Meaning of Life, the fat guy that keeps eating and then he explodes.
Oh.
Fuck off.
What did this whiff y'all seeing?
All right.
So is this, that was one of my questions. Is
what?
The monster, though.
Who knows what the monster is? The monster is a consciousness that resides in his brain. So we'll find out more, I'm sure.
Okay.
And Preacher will be back soon. I've been seeing trailers for that.
Summer, I think.
Summer.
Yeah.
Preacher was an awesome show. But that show was awesome. Let's see, what else we going to talk about? Crashing. I didn't watch this week's yet. I started watching it, but I...
No, Artie this week.
No.
Artie's on 6 episodes, though, right?
I don't know. I hope he's on more.
TJ was great this week.
Well, I don't know if he's just going to keep moving around to different comics, though. So who knows? I hope Artie comes. Artie was great in that second episode.
Artie was the best part of both of the first two episodes. No,
I don't care. Tell me, you guys. The hardest I laughed in the second episode was when he looked at Gina Gershon. He went, Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to... I laughed so hard I thought I was going to die.
Gina Gershon still looking good.
Good for her. Why doesn't she get more roles, man?
I don't know.
She's
Maybe she doesn't
underused.
Want to.
Well,
that's what I assume, because she's a good actress.
She is. Oh, my God. The whole scene with him in the car.
Yeah.
And when he turned to her and he goes, like, Artie's not coming. It was so creepy.
Yeah. she was on a season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, where she played a Hasidic or an Orthodox Jewish person. And Larry goes to have sex with her, and he brings up the sheet, the whole...
Right. Yeah. I remember that. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was a long time ago. Can't wait. That's coming back. What is it going to be this summer?
Pretty soon.
Well, I don't know, but I love crashing. You'll love this week's episode, though, right. Just because TJ was hilarious.
Well, TJ's always funny. Yeah, he was great in that episode, too. TJ funny. TJ funny.
TJ.
TJ Miller is one of my favorite comics.
Yeah, he's very good.
I would like to go see him. Speaking of comics, have you ever heard of Veer Das?
Yeah, he was just at the Punchline last week.
Yeah, but I mean, before that, have you heard of him? Had you heard of him?
I mean, I didn't know who he is.
Well, I was now one thing that I'm starting to do work on the Mark Arum show on WSB.
Oh.
So last Friday, he recorded the 7 o'clock p.m. break at 9 o'clock in the morning. So there are two guests, one a foodie who was explaining all the cool restaurants that are going to be at the Turner Field area. Not Turner Field, I'm sorry, SunTrust Park area. A lot of cool places there, including a Wahlburger. But then... he interviewed Veer Das, this comedian. This guy has 4 million followers on Twitter. And I'd never heard of him before, but I watched a lot of his stuff. He's funny as shit. Nice guy, too.
Oh, so, really?
Just throwing that out there.
If Mark Arum ever does like a hip-hop like rap show where he's just talking about, can you get me on that show, Tim?
I will.
Get me on that show.
I will absolutely do my best.
Yeah, I want to be on that show.
Let's listen to a little bit of Got My Toothbrush Working. King Cake and the Boogie Woogies live Radio Labyrinth. Oh, yeah. Blow that harmonica, Ira. Ira Malkin's band, King Cake and the Boogie Woogies. Available online at kingcakekids.com. It's bluesy. Also available on iTunes.
That's hot.
Yeah. Got my toothbrush working, gotta brush away that food. Got my toothbrush
working. I'd be brushing my teeth so hard there'd be blood pouring out of my mouth, though. Like,
they're opening at Bonnaroo this year.
That sounds like Ira.
It is Ira.
Yeah, the other one I didn't think
was Ira. Ira can do that.
He's scrubbing the crap out of my teeth. I'm going to listen to that every morning when I'm brushing my teeth.
I hate brushing my teeth. I never have liked it.
I get a really nice electric toothbrush for Christmas.
Song like this every morning will remind me to brush my teeth and make it fun. You know what I mean? I can play it. And the dog's looking at me.
My dog needed his teeth cleaned.
Speaking of dogs, we're going to take a break right now and then come back. And Stephanie has an interesting tale about doggies.
Yay!
Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com. Find yourself an appointment and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd is a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
Hey, everyone. It's Paul Stanley from KISS, and it's time for This Week in Television History. In 1992, NBC aired its final episode of the historic comedy, The Cosby Show. The show was on air for eight and 9 years, lots of years in the 80s. Everybody watched it. It was on Thursday nights. I was a huge fan of The Cosby Show. I loved all the kids, loved his wife. Everybody was really nice. I thought it was a good show, set a good example for America. But with everything that's been going on with Bill Cosby, got all the DVDs, all the box sets, and I took them and donated them to Goodwill. I figured, why throw them away, you know? And I always take stuff to Goodwill because you can write it off your taxes. I took a pair of my old KISS boots, and they're worth like $15,000, okay? Let's be honest, if I was to put those on eBay or something. But I did the right thing. I took him to Goodwill. Ooh, here's a good one. In 1987, television evangelist Jim Baker had to resign from the PTL Club, and that was some big news. And it was on TV a lot. There was a lot of those scandals with those religious fellas. 1981 gave us The Greatest American Hero, which was a sort of a funny superhero show starring William Catt. Is it Catt or Catt? He was in Carrie. He was nice to Carrie. And I think he took her to the prom. And, you know, where her mom said, they're all going to laugh at you. And then they all did, and then she, you know, spazzed out with her psychic abilities and made everybody crazy or killed them. I don't remember. I fell asleep. I remember John Travolta was in Carrie, though. The Greatest American Hero also starred Connie Selica. She was married to Gil Gerard, who was Buck Rogers. But she was really tall. She had black hair, and she was pretty. And she was like the lady that liked William Catt, who was found an alien superhero costume. The theme music was done by Mike Post, of course, who did everything. And then there was a very brief hit by a guy named Joey Scarberry. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. And then George Costanza from Seinfeld had it as his answering machine. See, I know a lot about TV. You guys should have me on a lot to That's this week in television history. Believe it or not. I really did take my boots to Goodwill.
And we're back.
We're back.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out through the break there. That was a long-ass break. 23 hours?
Yeah.
It's 22 and a half.
Yeah.
This is scary ass.
It's the Deadpool 2 trailer. God, I want to see this right now. I want to watch
on my watch.
I want to watch the original one.
It's on HBO.
It is? Man, yeah. Oh, sweet. Yeah, so he gets in the phone booth and tries to change.
He's so Superman.
I know, but it's such delayed gratification type of comedy. So
he's one of those, like, he has such a great body, and I don't think he's hot at all.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
I think he's hot.
I don't think he's hot at all.
I mean, not, you know, I appreciate his good-lookingness.
Oh, and he's hilarious.
Like, I appreciate Matthew McConaughey, whose face just keeps getting longer and longer.
What's going on there? Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like he's got some sort of... Have you seen my new series of Lincoln ads? Pretty cool. I don't know why I do it. I just feel compelled. Cruise around.
Why are you so sunken in?
I lost all my upper teeth. It's changed my bone structure. Sad. All right. So, Stephanie, you were telling us this story throughout the week about... Well, you've talked about it on the show before.
Yeah, and I've had some listeners actually tweet me about it, and
right.
They've inquired and wanted to follow up and everything. Well, so
TLDR us.
I thought I'd give it to you. So anybody that hadn't kept up with it, the shelter that I volunteer at for kids, for the past 9 or 10 months or so, the dogs there from Monday through Friday, they have not been able to go outside in the yards from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, because this ordinance that was voted in back in 2005, mm-hmm. when it wasn't even for kids then, it was called Small Dog Rescue.
Okay.
And no one ever, to my knowledge, ever enforced this ordinance. It was just on the books, what have you. But the company that sits on the board or whatever and leases the office complex below us, around about, like I said, 9 or 10 months ago, got a wild hair. I don't know how they found out about this, and they started calling on us constantly every time the dogs were out in the yard. And this is kind of how, I don't even think Fur Kids even knew about it when we took over,
mm-hmm.
because, I mean, I'd been going there well over a year, never heard anything about this. The dogs used to go out, no issues whatsoever. I honestly feel like this was their way of trying to get rid of us.
Okay.
You know, because how could we operate a dog shelter where the dogs cannot go outside Monday through Friday.
Correct.
All day long. So anyway, what I don't think they were counting on was the amount of pushback that they were going to get. And
because there's a lot of animal lovers out there.
A lot of animal lovers, yeah. And they tried to go over and reason with these people.
Okay.
They did. I know that for a fact.
Fur Kids tried to reason with this company.
Absolutely.
Okay.
One person, and what I was told, there was one particular individual on this board who was unreasonable. No matter what they offered, you know, soundproofing the fence, whatever it was that was causing them issue, he would not, there was nothing that he could, you know, be satisfied with. Not to mention that we have had volunteers with us who actually owned businesses in that complex. One of the guys, he owned one there for 7 years. He didn't even know our shelter was there until last year. So he never heard any dogs. He never even knew we were there. Beyond that, they have people that work in the complex who walk up to the shelter on their lunch hours and walk our dogs.
So is this a zoning thing?
It is a zoning thing.
All right.
So last week, you know, we got a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody's written emails, all this other kind of crap. There was the meeting was scheduled, or a zoning hearing was scheduled at Forsyth County Commissioner or whatever. So...
Okay.
Yeah. So we all went to the meeting, you know, all in our Fur Kids garb and whatnot. There was like about 60 of us.
Joe dresses dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was basically an army of us. And not to mention, prior to that, the week before that, a dog at the shelter who everybody loved, and she was hard to place, and she ended up getting killed on a walk.
Aww.
During the week. She got ran over by a dump truck. And a lot
she
of people
break away from the leash or something.
She bolted out in front. She was a Great Pyrenees mix. She was very strong, and she was one definitely who had been suffering with not being able to go out and play in the yards through the week and stuff. And she could really have used it. That kind of galvanized everybody and really pissed people off. And as a matter of fact, during our meeting, they used her picture. I'm gonna say, yeah, we used it. I don't care.
In the arms of the angels.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was definitely shameless. We definitely used it, and people were crying and shit. Right. But either way, I don't know if you guys have ever been to a county commissioner's meeting for anything.
Not that I can recall.
Just like Parks and Rec. I don't know if you've ever watched Parks and Rec, but it's all of the.
Did somebody get jammed?
There was a Jeremy jam. On the commish, and I'm not even going to say if the Jeremy Jam character was a male or a female. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It was a Jeremy Jam character. And by that, I mean their due diligence whenever asked about what they did in order to, you know, find out what was going on with the shelter. This person said, well, I called the person who originally voted on this back in 2005, and he said, don't change your vote. And so I said, okay. So that was their due diligence, okay? Mind you, this was before it was even for kids. This was before they did a $400,000 renovation on the building. I mean, everything. So there was, like, really no reason. But anyway, and the we sat through, I don't even know, five hearings before we got to our hearing of alcohol, can they sell hookahs in gas stations?
How about, how'd that turn out?
No.
Why?
They don't want that in Forsyth County.
We don't want no hookah people up here.
You ain't selling hookahs there, man.
You start selling hookahs, that's when the Middle Easterners start coming in, all them Arabs and Muslims, and then they open their mosques. And next thing you know, they're just hookahing it up all over Forsyth County.
There will be none of that.
Coming is not here for them.
I'll tell
next
you.
Next, we'll be having hookers with hookers.
Hookers with hookers. That's, I see the sign right now. We don't want none of that here. And we don't want dogs being able to be free to roam and pee in an enclosed space. We'd rather they be on leashes and hit by a dump truck. That's how we do here in Forsyth.
Now, one of the most passionate groups there were the people that came out for the arborists, because there were arborists, Tim.
Yeah.
They're about the circumferences of hardwood trees.
I bet there were.
Yes. That was so detailed that I could have put a bullet into my mouth. Well, in about 20 minutes into it, as they went from the circumferences of...
The circumference of this ash tree is 72 inches. If you were to cut a cross-section into the trunk of the beech, you could find yourself looking at the circular age of the tree. They have been experiencing Murgot rot throughout there. There's collapse of the trees because the watershed is not doing it. And what we would like to do is create an ordinance to make sure that these trees are all measured by every...
Okay, so that was basically like that?
Well, it was more that, okay, basically how if you're clearing land to build subdivisions and whatnot, the versus taking a mature tree, the you know, that has a certain radius, clearing that out and planting saplings versus leaving that tree and not planting saplings, blah, 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 yada, yada. So then it was the pine trees, and then it was poplars, and then versus like Dawson County, who has 18 inches on their circumference and the radius, versus Gwinnett County, who has 28 inches on their circumference.
This is really boring.
It was.
This is terrible. I didn't run
maddening.
For president to hear about this
it
crap.
Maddening, President Trump. I really feel like you would have set off a tweet storm
had
you
like
been subjected
to
this.
Forsyth, great again. I think that dogs.
Obama's wiretapping.
A wonderful kids. President Obama. I think he likes cats. A lot of Muslims like cats. They don't like dogs. Dogs are dirty. I don't think dogs are dirty. I am going to intervene and tell Forsyth County that by executive order, there has been a wall placed around the dog place for kids, and these dogs are going to be able to go wherever they like.
And the dogs are going to pay for it.
And the dogs will. No, the cats are going to pay for it.
The cats are going to pay for it.
They're going to. It's going to be great. Believe me. Trust me. They're going to come around and they're going to pay for it.
Well, I almost wish we would have had you there to speak for us. I mean, we had a lot of people speaking for us.
I have been in Mar-a-Lago. I will send Steve Bannon down there to help you. Breitbart does wonderful things for dogs.
Oh, that I'm so.
Maybe I'll send Kellyanne Conway. First woman to ever win a major election in the United States. She doesn't get any credit for it. She's fantastic.
She could sit Indian style on the table.
Excuse me. It's called crisscross applesauce.
Well, I was going to speak. I'd planned on going up there to speak, but then the night before, this weird thing happened on my mouth. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was stress or whatever, but I got up the next morning and... I don't know. It's like it was practically like Joaquin Phoenix, some weird shit between like my nose and my lip.
Spontaneous hair lip?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know what the fuck it is.
I can't do nothing. I can't even go to number 10.
I mean, it's still kind of crappy looking, but nothing like it was. So there was no way I was going to get up there and talk.
It's herpes.
It's not herpes. I mean, well, it might be herpes. I don't know. But it's almost gone. But either way. So, you know, we all set our spiel. Blah, 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 blah. Our attorney said the spiel. Well, then they said, let's hear from the opposition, which was the dude that was representing the board of the place. Mm-hmm. So he gets up, and the first thing he says, the first thing that we would like to say is, we do not hate dogs.
Uh-huh.
Because they have been inundated with countless emails, and basically they are getting berated.
They're getting harassed.
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
Keep harassing.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not saying that
at all. Don't do that.
No,
I'm
not saying
legality here.
Yeah, I'm not saying harass them at all.
If you're out there, I don't care if you're being anti-dog, stop it. Stop.
Well, but the thing about it is like, you don't hate dogs. Okay, that's fine. Maybe you don't want us there, and that's okay too. But at the very least, you could say, if you like dogs and you know that they need to go outside, then you could say, we want you guys to move, but the dogs can go outside until you move, if that's the case.
Right.
Because if you really did love animals, you would think this is bullshit that they're fucking being shut up.
Well, are they noisy? Is that what the problem is?
They're not really, man. Nobody else ever cared about it for years and years. And there's these huge cypress trees all in front of the thing. And we were even saying,
what's
let them out one at a time.
Those cypress trees?
They're about 26 and a half inches.
One of them is 37 centimeters, 5 millimeters minus 2. And the circumference of the cypress trees to indicative of the amount of time it would take for it to be dead. What?
Just let the damn dogs out.
Yeah, let the dogs
out. Who let the dogs out? Not for kids out. Who let the dogs
the
out?
The truth of it is they are about to be building millions of dollars of residential development across the street.
Uh-huh.
I personally think they just want us out of there because
right.
they don't like us being right there and they're trying to figure a way to muscle us out. But in the end, the guy said... that they had been, you know, all of a sudden now they're all open to working with us because before they weren't. Last week they had met with our attorney and they came to agreement on all points. And the guy even said when he went up there, Fur Kids is the Cadillac of dog shelters, is what he said. Mm. And he was very nice and all this other stuff. There was like one point that they can't agree on, that if for some reason we pulled out and somebody else took over the dog shelter, would they keep it up to the same standards? They don't seem to know if that would happen or not.
That's a good question. That's a valid question.
So that's something that they would need to work out. And then the county, one of the commissioners, he wanted to come out and kind of check things out himself or whatever. But I can't say anything bad about the county commissioners. They all really paid attention. They all really cared. The lead dude sitting in the middle, he's been over the Forsyth dog shelter. He spent thousands of hours putting it together. He really cared, and he said that he thought this whole thing was ridiculous, that these dogs haven't been able to go outside. He thought it was terrible.
Did any of them call John Lewis a racist?
They did not.
Okay,
I'm hoping.
Good. I'm glad they didn't do that.
But the only thing is that they said in the end that the guy that was representing the other day, he asked if they could postpone the decision because two of his people from the board couldn't be there, yada, yada. So anyway, the decision has been postponed for 2 weeks. So we will know in 2 weeks.
Plenty of time for palms to get greased or paws to get greased.
So I guess they're going to come out and visit and we'll see. Either way, even if they don't agree.
Right.
They should let the fucking dogs be outside no matter what until whatever happens. I mean, obviously we can't continue to operate there if they're not going to do it. They'll have to move the shelter. They'll have to leave. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, let them be outside.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I agree.
Come on, Jeremy. Damn.
I mean,
let the dogs out.
That's what I'm saying. Don't be an asshole. But anyway.
Ooh, let the dogs out. So when are we going to get an update? In 2 weeks?
We will get an update. It's not going to be this Thursday. It'll be next Thursday. I don't know if we're all going back again, but we're still waiting for the update from the Sam Shelton, the lady who's over all of it, to find out if we have to go or not.
Cool. Well, hopefully everything works out in your favor.
I hope so. I mean, I really do. I mean, we have...
How can people help?
How can you help? You can... help by emailing the Forsyth County Commissioners. You can go to change.org. Actually, all you have to do is Google this. Google Fur Kids and Forsyth County Commission, and it'll come up, the change.org petition.
Is Fur Kids one word or two?
It's one word.
Okay.
And it'll come up. Like, all you have to do is Google those two things together. You can sign the petition. That will help. Or you can email any of those county commissioners. That would also help, but we just really appreciate the support, and the dogs would appreciate the support. And just while I'm at it anyway, if you know anybody at all that is like some amazing dog trainer, we do have a dog that could really use some help big time, and okay. He's he's
Y'all
really...
don't have a rolled up newspaper laying around in
No, his... he's he's just gotten, he's very, very dog aggressive, and he's getting worse and worse, and he can't be outside, and I don't know what's going to happen to him, but he breaks my heart, and I love him so much, and his name is Craig. And
Craig.
Yes, and I've tried everything. Craig. I've called, you know, I've tried Caesar, I've
this
tried Teotora's. he's awesome. He's
good.
But anyway, so.
Okay, cool.
That's it. That's my dog update.
Here's another one by King Cake of the Boogie Woogies right on Radio Labyrinth. We're going to be playing the best hits all night long, all the great songs for the kids. It's the latest one by Ira Malkin and his band King Cake of the Boogie Woogies. See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my brother playing with
this is our sometimes co-host Ira.
Fucking Ira.
Fucking Ira. Malkin. Put this album together for kids, King Cake and the Boogie Woogies. It's fun music for kids of all ages with a vintage sound honoring mid-century blues, swing, and R&B. And I really, we're not making fun of it, by the way.
No.
I enjoy the shit out of this.
Hell yeah.
And I am going to get a copy for my nieces. I don't know if they'll like it. I think they will. They like, you know, kids like good music.
Sure.
Until they're told that they have to like certain kinds of music, you know, when they get older. But it's good. Good stuff.
I feel like I was going to be sitting on some big-ass kids bop empire shit.
Oh, well, listen to this. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Spotify. You can get it on Amazon. You can also watch it all on YouTube. Or you can just go to kingcakekids.com.
Watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, watch it on YouTube.
Oh, there's like a whole concert of them?
They're not performing the songs. They're just the songs.
Oh,
but
okay.
But they're on YouTube, so you can listen to
them. I'm going
to
suggest that we do that with the podcast. Do it where you can...
What?
Listen to the podcast on YouTube.
You know, I've thought about that, but the thing is, you put it on YouTube, and then you take away the need to for people to use the RSS feed, which is how you get your numbers calculated.
Right.
There's a lot of things that people do for free, you know, the videos and stuff, which is why I don't want to do the video thing. I don't want to have videos so people can watch us record it. First of all, I think that would be boring. Okay, here's the thing. It wouldn't be boring.
Plus, nobody wants to see Steph's herpes.
No, you don't. You don't want to see that shit.
But you give away, I mean, you give away too much. And, you know, I value the audio portion of the medium, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not saying it wouldn't be audio, but I'm just saying have the audio on YouTube. What's up?
Well, we'd have to find a way to monetize it.
Yeah.
Or for it to be worth the while. I mean, we already have it on all the RSS catchers, right?
Right.
For the most part.
I'm going to ask Ira if I could, if I do a video of brushing all of the dog's teeth of the shelter, and then we could put that on with his toothbrushing song.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Do you use that meat toothpaste?
I could.
Yeah. Dogs love that meat toothpaste.
Yeah.
Dogs love me. Jeff, you're doing something this weekend that I was going to do with you, but I can't get out of town. What are you doing?
Going to the Lexington Comic and Toy Convention.
Lexington where?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. So you're going to Kentucky.
It's like about 5 hours away.
Yeah. Lexington's a beautiful town.
Yeah. Is that the one that's close to Cincinnati?
Yeah, it's almost like an hour from south of Cincinnati.
All right. So what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to go up there and see what's going on. There's a bunch of Kevin Smith people.
That's why you're going mainly, right?
Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes are there. And
they're both there?
And the comic book men are all there.
Oh, wow. No wonder you're going.
And Robin from Gotham's there. Lee Majors is going
to
be there.
Lee Majors on.
That might be your last chance to see him.
Just walk up to him and go,
Ric Flair is going to be
You should
there.
Dress as Bigfoot.
Michael Rooker's supposed to be there, but I saw he's going to be on The Talking Dead next week.
Can't make it, Lexington, sorry.
You'd tell him he has an unbelievable Southern accent. Chris Kelly hates him.
wonder if he's just going to be there on Saturday.
So how long are you going? You going Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Well, I was thinking about going Friday night and getting up there late Friday night and then just going all day Saturday and then coming back Sunday.
Is it Lexington's Comic-Con?
Yeah.
All right. So is it a touring Comic-Con or is it Lexicon's actual con?
It's Lexington.
Lexicon. Lexington.
Yeah, Lexington Comic and Toy Convention. It's not like Wizard World or...
Are you going to get any interviews while you're there?
I'm going to try. Yeah. I have a media pass, but I don't have any interviews scheduled. I missed the deadline to schedule like ahead of time. But they said a lot of people would be open to being interviewed depending on if they're busy or not.
Any old school people other than Lee Majors going to be there?
Let's see. Beverly Crusher. Gase McFadden's going to be there. Jeremy Bullock. John Wesley Shipp. He was the original Flash.
Yeah.
From the CBS.
From that show with the nipple outfit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's scroll through the list here. Ally Machoka, I guess.
Who?
That girl that Dan Carroll loves.
Oh, yeah,
Ally
yeah.
Machoka.
Yeah.
Sean Gunn's going to be there. We did an interview with him when he was here in town.
Yeah.
Ivy Doom Kitty, cosplayer.
I don't know who that is.
She's a cosplayer. She's from Atlanta, I think.
Really? Ivy Doom Kitty.
Yeah.
I like the name.
Jake the Snake's going to be there.
Is he?
Aww. Yeah.
Good for him.
You'll have to get some bourbon, and you'll have to get some chicken.
Don't get him any bourbon. The man's in recovery.
Not for Jake the Snake. For Jeff. Okay. Kentucky bourbon. It's Greg the best.
Valentine. Greg the Hammer Valentine?
Yep. Oh, wow.
Oh, man. We saw him, you know.
We did?
Yeah, you were there. He was the guy that Jimmy Snuka was having the beef with.
Oh, okay.
And we saw Jimmy Snuka wrestle Greg the Hammer Valentine. I wonder how he looks these days. He didn't look good back then.
Yeah, there's an old picture of him. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. I would think that we'd be seeing him in the RIPs pretty soon, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't wish for that.
No, I don't. Of course not.
I would like to go to that, but I can't get out of town. I got to work Saturday. At Mary Todd Hairdressing Company in Cabbage Town.
That's not a have. That's you should love. You don't even look at that as being a have to.
Oh, a bunch of people from Clerks are going to be there too. Brian O'Halloran and Marilyn.
We met them.
Gigliadier. We met them at that Comic Con.
That's their job now, right? Just go cons.
Well, I mean,
say we were in Clerks.
They're both still actors too, and they do other acting games.
Whatever. I didn't know they've ever been anything besides Kevin Smith stuff.
Yeah, Brian O'Halloran was in that. M. Night Shyamalan movie about the trees killing people. What was that called?
Trees.
The one about nature. The Mark Wahlberg one. What's that?
Oh, that was so bad.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
Not as bad as The Lady in the Water.
That was really bad, too.
The
Visit was good.
Although I heard his new one is supposed to be
good. The Fall Guy truck's going to be there.
That's what I heard, too,
The Fall Guy truck?
From The Fall Guy.
Do you think Lee Majors is going to get in it?
I don't know, maybe.
Man, I would love that truck.
That's the big names that are going to be there. So.
Well, that sounds like fun, man.
Yeah.
Get some interviews if you can. Be aggressive. Be gonzo. You'll do it.
Yeah, gonzo journalism.
You're the best at that.
Yeah, maybe.
You can do it.
I can do it.
But will you?
Will I?
You going by yourself?
Our friend Tony was going to try and go, but I don't know if he's going to be able to make it.
Tony. Tony's great.
Tony's a great guy.
Yeah, so... Look for me at Lexington County. I'll be the guy with the Tell Him Steve Dave shirt on.
Hey, Clerks people. Let's see. Let's see. You want to do some staff picks?
Some dick picks.
Some dick picks?
Sure.
All righty. Why don't you go first, Steve?
Oh, God. Well, my staff pick is season 2 of Love.
Is it that show with all the nudity? There's
a fair amount of that, yes. Mm-hmm. With Gillian. Did I pronounce it right, Jeff?
Yep.
So you don't kick me in the floor.
Gillian who?
Gillian Jacobs.
Don't know her.
She played Britta on Community.
Don't know her.
You know Alison Brie.
Yeah, I do know Alison Brie.
She was the blonde girl that was front of the
Oh, okay. Brie. All right.
Yeah, Gillian Jacobs and Paul Rust.
Mm-hmm.
Judd Apatow. Produced.
Judd Apatow.
But season one, I loved. I thought it was so... funny and irreverent and crazy, and it's just like the You're the Worst is a really right. messed up love story. Love is, I think, probably even more messed up in many ways. And a lot of it is like you think that she's the one that's totally screwed up because he seems so buttoned down and perfect or what. And as it goes on, you see, no, he's just as fucked up as she is. It's just more under the surface as it goes on or whatever. So at the end of last season, they kind of got back together. And this is just the two of them, you know, trying to make it.
Okay.
But they're both crazy or whatever. But the show is based on Paul Rust and his real wife. Her last name's Anglin. I can't remember what her first name is. But it's based on their real relationship. And they're co-creators of the show.
Cool.
So anyway, that's this Friday on Netflix.
Jeff?
Mine is A Time After Time. We talked about it when we were previewing the coming seasons of television. Mm-hmm. And it just started last night on ABC.
Did you watch it?
I've watched the first hour and a half-ish of it.
Was it a two-hour show?
Well, the first episode was two hours long.
How is it? It's on ABC, so.
It's really good. I was thinking that it was going to be hokey,
mm-hmm.
and that it was going to be kind of cheeseball ABC, Disney and stuff, but
right.
it's really good. And they changed some stuff from the original movie, like it's in New York and not in California.
Okay.
And the love interest for the H.G. Wells' character is a
guy because it's ABC.
She's a museum curator instead of a bank employee like she was when it was Mary Steenburgen in the original movie.
When are you going to choose Why We Fight as your show of the week?
I don't know what that is.
Isn't that new gay show, The History of Gay People on ABC? Anyway.
When We Rise, that was the show starring Tim Andrews.
Oh, okay.
That just premiered last week.
I thought that was about the Dakota Pipeline.
No, it was about Tim.
Yeah, When We Rise.
So, yeah, Time After Time. It started last night, and it's really good so far. The people are kind of pretty boys.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think? It's too.
Yeah, I hate Chads, man. Chads are in everything. Yeah. Fucking Chads.
But, like, the guy that's Jack the Ripper is kind of like a pretty boy. And
yeah.
He was like that scary dude in the original. I forget what that guy's name
is. I know who you're talking about. He was that guy in the 70s. He's in a lot of movies.
He was like a scary looking dude. This guy's not scary looking at all.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of chicks are going to think he's hot. So.
All right.
But yeah, he's Jack the Ripper. And yeah, it's really good. Also, did anybody watch Making History on Fox?
No.
This show came on last night. They did a preview episode. Adam Pally, the guy from Happy Endings.
Yeah.
He has a time machine that he invented out of a duffel bag.
Uh-huh.
And they go back and screw up time. It's pretty funny. It's kind of like Drunk History-ish.
Yeah.
Like the when they go back in time, it's almost like the people playing like Ben Franklin and stuff. And
Making History.
Like, yeah, it was pretty funny. But Adam Powell is really funny.
All right, I'll check that out.
And what's it on?
What channel? It was on Fox.
Oh, okay.
It was on right before Family Guy, I think, last night. Or right before Last Man on Earth, one of those two.
No, I don't watch Last Man on Earth either.
You should.
I know, it's a great show. It's just there's far too much to watch.
Have you guys seen the previews for that show or that movie that's coming on Netflix called The Discovery?
No.
It looks really interesting.
No.
Where they find out, like, after you die, everything's really badass, so people just start killing themselves, so they can just go ahead and speed up the process.
Oh, okay, no, I haven't seen that.
Looks pretty interesting, but I think it comes out later this month.
What's it called?
I'm going to look for that.
I think it's called The Discovery.
The Discovery.
I think it's got Jason Segel, and it's got big actors in it, but it looks pretty interesting. I thought, wow, that would
big
be...
Big from the waist up, I imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, it just poses a really good question. Like, if you knew...
Yeah.
If you knew... I mean, would you keep on? Would you keep on with this every day?
Probably, because...
Well, it's like the leftovers, those people trying to kill themselves, aren't they?
But they didn't know. They didn't know where they were going.
Right.
This is... They have irrefutable proof that you go someplace badass.
It's like the Wonka candy room after you die.
Exactly. Like, it's going to be so wicked.
You can eat everything.
You don't have to wait.
Okay. I think I would... I don't know what I would do. It sounds preposterous.
I'm really tired of working, so I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah. No pills.
No pills.
I'm not messy.
Yeah. I don't know. You're not supposed to be able to go to paradise if you kill yourself, so...
Well, that's the whole thing. The person killed themselves and they go.
Okay.
So they do away with the whole religion thing part of it. So it doesn't
matter. How
do
other people find out about it?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
What if you couldn't kill yourself to get there? You had to be killed by somebody else.
Yeah. Well, then you'd pay somebody to kill you. But then that's a quandary, too, because I don't know.
Would you get Fletch to do it?
Fletch? You know what I would do? I would pay Snape to do it.
Why? Why would you?
Well, I wouldn't want Tom Felton to have to do it.
Avada.
I would. I don't know how. What would be the best way to die?
I don't know, man. I don't like to think about that shit. Freeze to death. No way.
No, that's the best way to go. You just fall asleep.
I feel like there'd be a lot of chattering.
Yeah, man.
Man.
How do you know? Have you looked into it?
You just fall asleep.
Nicholson did not look happy in The Shining. No. That did not look like a good way to go.
I think a slow fire beginning at your feet would
That's the worst way.
I don't think about that shit very often.
I think the worst way is to be burnt alive.
Uh-huh.
And to be eaten alive.
Thrown out of a plane, drowning.
Well, not thrown out of a plane, because you'd die before you hit the ground, probably.
Well, so you say.
Drowning's not supposed to be bad, either.
That's baloney. I've heard that your lungs explode. It hurts. It's very painful.
I mean, if you're under a lot of pressure, but if you just breathe in water, like...
If you fall into a mud puddle.
Yeah.
Can't somebody just give you, like, a shot of the, you know, just give you a little sleepy shot? You know?
A sleepy shot.
Euthanize me.
I don't want to get euthanized. Well, you know, that might
be sleep like a...
Yeah.
Like
Kevorkian.
A
I want a Kevorkian. A little cocktail.
Yeah, but
Nighty Night Rabbit.
All right. I'm going to do my staff pick now, if you don't mind. Get out of this death jug.
You don't get a dick pick.
I can pick the scabs on your dick. Ew. History Buffs, Dances with Wolves. That is the latest episode on the YouTube channel History Buffs, where a guy puts all of his own time and energy into making documentaries about movies that have historical facts in them. And he takes a look at the time, and he gives you a history lesson. It's a pretty good, well-done YouTube channel. He has quite a few subscribers. I'd say about 250,000. His videos get around that many views. This new episode is Dances with Wolves, which is one of my favorite movies as far as the scope of the film.
Tatanka.
The scenery, the acting, the legitimacy that he did a lot of due diligence, Kevin Costner. That's why he got the Oscar, by the way, because he put a lot of effort in there. He used the real Sioux language, and he hired people that could actually speak it, even though most of the Native Americans in the movie weren't Sioux.
Did he call Narf?
Narf. What's Narf?
Kicking bird. Kicking bird.
You ever see those commercials?
No.
Please call Narf.
I don't know what that is.
It's the Native American Rights Foundation.
Is he in it?
No, but they just they have a commercial that's kind of annoying.
Thanks.
Narf.
It's a fantastic film. I love that movie.
It is. I will actually watch the expanded version, the 3-hour one, just because the scenery is so beautiful. There's not very much of that prairie land left. That prairie land. Yeah, that's what they call it. The grasslands.
Pop lines are coming.
Yeah, Kevin Costner, Tatanka.
Tatanka.
I did not know it, but I will call him Two Socks. The feisty one liked my coffee with the sugar in it. Good movie. Wasn't that Charles Rocket's last movie before he died?
Really? Yeah, Charles, could be.
Yeah, see. All right, guys, I'm out of gas.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm out of gas. That's going to be it for this week. The Redbox Troll will be back next week.
We coming to shirts near you very soon.
Yeah, we are gonna do that with the shirts, and Jeff will T-blast all over your shirt for you. Again, guys, if you want to check out Ira, our good buddy Ira Malkin's new project that he's been working on.
Go to fuckingira.com.
No. Go to kingcakekids.com for the King Cake and the Boogie Woogies. It is a tribute to 1950s style sounds, mid-20th century.
Blues
swing and R&B. And it's really cool. Some of the songs are a lot of fun. We, of course, have been playing them on this episode. You can order the CD. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Spotify. Also, the album was mixed and produced by our good friend John Mark Lundell. So good luck to Ira, and good luck to John, and good luck to everybody involved in the project. And I hope he'll come on the show, damn it, and talk to us about it.
I know, that's right.
Also, I want to thank the Patreon patrons.
They got skipped last week.
They did get skipped last week, so I'm not going to read them twice.
We were too busy talking to Casper.
Yeah, we had a guest. So thank you to JB, who just joined us this week. His name is John.
Yay,
thank you very
welcome,
much.
JB.
We also have Beth Van Elswick, Luke Caniglio, Joshua Schiffer, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Wendy Muller, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Matt Tenaglia, Amber Gilpatrick, Garrett Kemble, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, Jose Perales, and Trent.
Trent!
The island of Trent.
I love you guys.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you guys very much. And if you want to donate, well, the link will be in here, and there's a commercial for it that you probably heard already. Let's see. So, we will be back next week with another all-new show. Redbox Troll will be back next week because I have a couple ideas for him. And Jeff will hopefully bring us some audio from the Lexington Comic Con.
If I can get some, I will try.
Okay.
I'll have my pencils ready.
And you can interview interesting people if you find somebody interesting. Just go ahead and you know, fuck around a little bit.
Yeah, poke around. Stand.
Interview yourself while you're watching porn in the hotel.
Get your whatever's wet.
How did you feel? I felt great.
Invite them back to your room. Yeah, see what happens.
See what happens. Talk to somebody with excessive blinking about My Little Pony. What?
Maybe.
I was going to ask you one more thing. Oh, we have some shows coming up with guests.
Oh, well, we're trying to interview Jake Johansson next week, but it all depends on if he says yes or not.
Okay.
And so
we're going to be talking to Banjo.
Waiting to hear about that. Yeah, Banjo. We want to go to Banjo.
Yeah, that's what I want.
In Avondale Estates and talk to them there.
That sounds good.
So
we're getting a corn dog.
We're getting with Ira and.
All right, we'll put that together.
Yeah, we're trying to get some dates together for that.
Jeff's our executive producer and guest coordinator, talent coordinator. So if you're interested, email Jeff or contact him on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, JeffKeyz is my Twitter.
All right. Stephanie, good luck with Fur Kids. Keep us updated on that.
I will.
We'll know in 2 weeks for sure.
I will. And thank you guys, everybody that's listening. Thank you guys for caring. I really appreciate that. So sweet of you guys.
Catch me Monday through Friday on the Von Hessler Doctrine on AM 750 and 95.5 FM WSB. We're on from 11 to 12 on WSB. You can also catch us doing the podcast hour on Facebook Live from 12 to 1 every day. If you miss both, you can get them both on the WSB AM app. The WSB app where you can stream the show 24/7 right there.
There's this guy, Jeff, that goes into that Facebook Live every day and makes funny comments.
I know. He's hilarious. And sometimes they even read his name on air.
They do.
They do read his name. Jared will pull it
Jeff
out.
Jeff Sleaze. Is that his name?
No, it's just Jeff Leibold. And also our good friend, Lisa Krause.
Yeah, she's in there.
She's in there, yep.
I am watching Pretty Big Little Lies.
We're not
Lisa.
Talking about that crap.
Pretty Big Little Lies.
Stop it. Take your girl shows and go to hell.
I like it.
And no.
There were some Nicole Kid tits on this episode.
Yeah.
You can see them on Cold Mountain. Who cares?
Yeah. Cold Mountain. All right. Until next week, please remember to
keep it canon.
The music for Paul Stanley's This Week in Television History was performed and produced by John Mark Lundell.
Two Faces Radio.